All right, so today we are diving deep into the world of AI bots. And not just the chatbots you might be thinking of. We're talking about the kind that can actually get their hands dirty with images, you know, manipulating them, altering them. You know, those apps that can like digitally undress people in pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing we'll be looking at today.
It's kind of wild, right?
Absolutely. And a little unnerving when you think about the implications.
Exactly.
So our main source today is an article from Nudify Info. Catchy name, right?
Catchy for sure. What's the article about?
It's called "Is It Safe to Use Bot AI?" And despite that name, it's actually a pretty in-depth look at the safety and ethical concerns around these bots.
Interesting. So they're looking at the ethics of it all, not just the technology itself.
Yeah, they get into the nitty-gritty of the tech too, but the ethical stuff is front and center.
Makes sense. I mean, I feel like that's where a lot of the concern is, right?
Definitely. And the article really dives into that.
So how does it start?
Well, it starts with a question from a reader named Shubham.
Shubham. Okay.
And they're basically asking, is it safe to use these AI bots?
Straight to the point.
Right.
No messing around.
So what kind of bots are they worried about?
Specifically, they mention deep nude Telegram bots.
Ah, those were kind of infamous a while back, right?
Yeah, those are the ones that caused quite a stir a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They basically claim to be able to generate, you know, fake nude images.
Yeah.
And the tech behind them is something called Pix2PixJan.
Pix2PixJan. That sounds intense. What is that exactly?
So JAN stands for Generative Adversarial Network.
Okay.
It's this AI algorithm, and it's really good at learning patterns in images. So it can look at a bunch of pictures and figure out what's what.
Exactly. And then it uses that knowledge to create new images that look incredibly realistic.
Wow. So it's like it's learned how to like visually understand the world.
In a way, yeah. And in this case, it was trained on a data set of clothed and unclothed bodies.
Ah, so that's how it was able to, you know, do its thing.
Exactly. It essentially learned how to undress someone in a photo digitally, which is obviously where a lot of the ethical concerns come in.
Yeah, I could see how that would raise some eyebrows, to say the least. So the article starts with Shubham's question. Where does it go from there? Does it address their concerns about safety and all that?
It absolutely does.
Okay, good.
It tackles those fears head on. They talk about the very real risks that come with this kind of technology.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, think about it, right? You're uploading a personal photo to a bot, to this thing online.
Right.
What happens to that image? Where does it go?
That's a good question.
Could it be leaked? Could it be stored somewhere without you knowing?
It's not like those photos are just disappearing into the ether,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's a huge concern for people, especially with something as sensitive as, you know, potentially revealing images.
Yeah, I can see why people are worried. So does the article offer any answers? Do they think these images are being stored somewhere?
They actually address that directly. The author suggests that large-scale storage of all these images is probably unlikely.
Okay.
Mainly because of the cost. Like, storing that much data is expensive.
That makes sense.
But they emphasize that it's not impossible.
So there's still a chance our photos could be out there, floating in the digital abyss.
Potentially. And even if those images aren't being stored long-term, there's always the risk of data breaches or hacking, right?
True. You can never really be too careful online.
Exactly. And I think that's a big part of what the article is getting at.
So it's not just paranoia then. There are legitimate reasons to be concerned about how these bots handle our data.
Definitely. And it's not just theoretical either.
What do you mean?
Well, the article goes on to talk about how there have been legal battles brewing around these undressing bots.
Oh, wow. Really? So it's getting serious.
Yeah, it's starting to get some serious legal attention, both for the people making these bots and for the people using them.
Wow. I had no idea. Where have these cases been happening?
The article specifically mentions cases in Spain, San Francisco, and South Korea, I think they said.
So it's a global thing then. It's not just limited to one country.
Right. It seems like this is becoming a much bigger issue and people are starting to take notice.
And the law is trying to catch up with the technology.
Exactly. It's a whole new world out there.
So it seems like things are heating up on the legal front.
Huh.
But the article also mentions something called the anti-undressing movement. I guess it kind of makes sense. If people are worried about these bots being used unethically, there's bound to be some pushback.
Right, and this movement seems to be part of that.
So what is it? What's the anti-undressing movement all about?
Well, it gained some serious traction earlier this year, and it's basically all about raising awareness about the ethical implications of using AI for these purposes.
So like using AI to digitally undress people without their consent?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely an ethical minefield if I've ever seen one.
Right. And this movement is a sign that people are starting to pay attention to those ethical concerns. It's like a societal pushback against this technology and its potential for harm.
It makes you wonder, is this just a temporary thing, or are we seeing a real shift in how people view this kind of AI?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Are we at a turning point?
It's fascinating, though, right? Because the article doesn't just focus on the risks of this technology. It actually hints at some potential benefits, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's not all doom and gloom.
Like, what kind of good could come from AI image manipulation? It's hard to imagine when you're so focused on the negative stuff.
Well, think about fields like art or fashion design, for example.
Right.
Artists could use these tools to create entirely new forms of expression.
And instead of just digitally undressing someone, you could use this technology to create, like, virtual clothing prototypes.
Exactly. Or to visualize how different fashion designs would look on different body types.
That would be amazing. You could design a whole collection without ever having to sew a single stitch.
Right. It could revolutionize the way we think about fashion and design.
That's a really good point.
Oh,
and it doesn't even have to stop there, right?
No, not at all.
What about therapy?
Therapy, yeah. There's a lot of potential there. Imagine therapists using this technology to help patients with body image issues.
Oh, that's interesting. So they could, like, visualize themselves in a more positive light.
Exactly. Or use it as a tool to help patients see themselves differently, kind of like a virtual mirror, but with a therapeutic purpose.
That's really fascinating. It makes you think, could this technology, even with all the ethical complexities, actually be a force for good in the right hands?
It's definitely a possibility, and I think that's something the article does a good job of highlighting. It's easy to get caught up in the potential downsides, but acknowledging those potential upsides adds a whole other layer to the conversation.
It's like any powerful tool, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used for good or bad, depending on the intent of the user.
Exactly.
It all comes down to how we, as a society, choose to develop and regulate this technology, right?
Right. Which brings us back to the legal battles we were talking about earlier, because some countries aren't just going after the people who make these bots, but also the users who misuse them.
Oh, really? They're going after the users, too.
That's what the article suggests. It specifically mentions ongoing legal processes in San Francisco targeting 16 different websites and companies that are involved in distributing these tools.
Wow, 16. That's a lot.
It is.
So they're really cracking down. And it's not just the U.S. either, right? Didn't you say South Korea was taking action too?
They are. South Korea's actually initiated legal action against both the bots themselves and the websites hosting them.
So it's a two-pronged approach.
Yeah.
Go after the creators and the distributors.
Exactly. They're trying to cut off the problem at the source.
It seems like a global crackdown is brewing.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does feel like the walls are closing in on these undressing bots.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, that's for sure.
For sure. But it really highlights the complexities of this whole issue, doesn't it?
Mm.
Because on the one hand, we want to protect people from having this technology used against them, you know, in harmful ways. But on the other hand, we don't want to stifle innovation or prevent people from using this technology for good.
It's a tough needle to thread, that's for sure.
It really is. And it's like this technology is forcing us to ask some really big questions.
It is, yeah.
About ethics, about privacy, about the role of AI in our lives.
About what we as a society are willing to accept.
Exactly. And, you know, as much as the article focuses on the risks, you made a really great point earlier about the potential benefits.
It's easy to get caught up in the negative side of things.
Yeah, it's easy to go down that rabbit hole.
But it's important to remember that this technology, like any technology, can be used for good or for bad.
Right. It's not inherently good or evil. It's all about how we choose to use it. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think that's the big question, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's not one with an easy answer.
Not at all. But it's a conversation we need to have as a society.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, as we wrap up this deep dive on AI bots and image manipulation, we want to leave you with this thought. Imagine for a moment that you had the power to guide this technology. What would you create? What problem would you solve? The potential, much like the ethical considerations, is vast and waiting to be explored.